Aloha, you're tuned in to Daily Dakai, and my name is Kehau, but my friends call me Sa. I'm an unorthodox Hawaiian spiritual mother of four, and I'll be using this platform as an audio blog to share stories about my life as a work-from-home mom, trying to run a business while maintaining my sanity with my ohana. I'll be talking about everything from metaphysics to motherhood, where you can get the dirt on the mahina, the moon, do daily devotions with me, listen to weekly titoscopes, find business tips and relationship advice to cultivate a high vibrational, happy, healthy, and healing life. It is episode number 12 here on Daily Dakain, and this is going to be called Ho'oma Kaukau or Na. Aloha, kakahiaka, or whatever time it is where you are. It is Monday, as you can tell by my Monday voice. And I already gave one confession for you guys, shit. So my week usually starts on Sundays because I'm a fake ass planner chick. I get all kind of planners, but I only use it once a month, like the end of the month when I go, oh, shit, I never use my planner. I know, sorry. Okay. So we're on day two, so I'm not doing that bad for the confession, right? No, that is bad because Sunday was day one. Oh, well. And I talk about the week. Anyway, so what happened was for Sunday dinner, my parents was telling me they're going to make charcoal chicken and hot dogs. And I was like, ugh, I don't like eat that. So I don't want to inconvenience them, yeah, and make them have to like make something for me. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna make quote spam and quote musubis. Really what I'm making is tofu musubi. And basically you just get extra from tofu, you fry them inside teriyaki sauce and just slap them on the rice and bango, or wrap them with the nori. But anyway. So I made those. I made like choke because, you know, when you get a bunch of soles and hoins together, I make a lot of food just bombay. And then you need leftovers because sometimes stuff tastes good, you know, the next day. So anyway, I had them all on a plate and we was all pow eat. My sister was like, oh, I can have tree for work tomorrow. And I said, oh, yeah, that she's going to grab them. I said, no, I got them. I wrap them for you. She's like, oh, okay. And I said, yeah, and I'll put them on the side for you. So basically, if you guys don't know, I still bitter, yeah, because I talked about this in a past episode. Last week, my sister and I got into a scrap, and she beat my ass pretty much because I don't see no bruises on her ass, and I get bruises all over the fucking place, and my butt is hurting still. And so, yeah, I smoke, I'm bitter, and I didn't really forgive her, even though she said sorry. And yes, last night, my dad's dog, his name is Nui, he's like the most unconfident pit bull you ever meet. He's scared of everything. He was eating his food and he was being all paras, like he's not allowed to eat it or something. So I started petting him on the butt, you know, like patting his butt, like, oh, good boy, Nui, good boy, eat your cow, you know, to give him confidence. And then he started grinding his food. After that, I never washed my hands and then wrap all my sister's musubis with my dirty hands. Bruh, I'm gonna drag this fucker right now on my fucking podcast. So, you know, I get a lot of, we'll just say negative messages from men all the time on my Mother Earth account, okay? And I ignore them, you know, because I'm like, I don't really care. But, you know, every once in a while, there'll be one, you know, that just kind of gets under my skin. And that happened today. And the last time was when I was talking about that one episode that was called Small Boto Energy. Well, another one, a fucking Nada SBE, guys. So last night I made one of my images, and the quote was, the male that Nani says about Lani says more about Nani than Lani. So basically, it's like what you guys get it, right? It's like what somebody, the things that someone is saying about somebody else says more about them than it does about the person they're talking shit about, right? And so mea means stuff or like things in Hawaiian. And so this guy that I kind of had issues with before, because he was kind of like, I don't know, like just sliding in my DMs, you know, and being like a flirt kind of. And I'm just like, I don't know, I roll my eyes about that kind of stuff. But I don't know him, so I had to let him know, like, hey, I'm married and I get kids, you know? And he basically was like, oh, I like, he no care. And I'm like, okay, bye. But anyway, I ended up following him because I'm just trying to follow everybody that follows my account. I'm doing a really shit job because I can't keep up. Like, I'm probably following 10% of the people that are following me because it's just, it's too fast, you know, that anyway, I just can't keep up. It's really hard. So anyway, because you can only follow a certain amount of people, like within an hour, like 100 people or something, and then they block you from following. So it's so hard to follow everybody back. But anyway, everybody that either messages me or they share my stuff or they comment on my stuff, or I just so happen to see that they're following me in my notifications, I will follow all those people. Like, that's how I'm trying to do this. So anyway, so I followed this guy, but I never really like went to his profile or anything until today, because he commented on that picture and he was like, "You mean," and he quotes, "the more Nani says about Lani," end quote, question mark. Anyways, yes, Mata, always get the killer lines, 100. And then, you know, he put the 100 emoji and then like the pencil writing on a paper and then like the face with the guy with the glasses. So he looks cool, you know. And so I was like, no, that's not what I meant. So I told him, no, mea means stuff or things in Hawaiian. And then I was like, bumbai, you learn. And he DMs me, okay? And he was like, where is it? Hold on. He says, "You better check your tone with me before I check your teeth with my fist." And he puts like a laughing, crying face, 100, the dude with the glasses, a fist, and then a dude sleeping. So basically saying he gonna punch me and knock me out. And then he was like, "I hope Waikiki Zoo give you good dental coverage for being one monkey." And he put like 3 laughing, crying faces, a fight, like the fire flame, 100, a guy shrugging, and then the cool guy with the glasses again. And I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me, bro? So I go look at his account, right? Guess what I didn't find out? He has a girlfriend and she's fucking pregnant, and he looked like a gangster, like a gang banger or something like that from Kauai. And I was like, oh, fuck this guy, bro. I was gonna say something to him, but I was like, nah, never mind. So I just blocked him. I was like, fuck this guy. But it's so triggering because, you know, he's a fucking prick. Number one, because, you know, he was trying to flirt with me while he has, you know, he's in a relationship and has a girlfriend with a baby. Well, I mean, yeah, in a relationship, has a girlfriend with a baby on the way. And I'm just like, and then he's like speaking like that to a woman. And I'm like, really? I feel scared for his baby mama. Because who knows, you know what I mean? If he can say that kind of stuff to a stranger, what he would fucking say to her. So anyway, I don't know. Just pray for her. But I'm just so triggered by this shit because it's always men. And my cards, if you guys follow my personal account, the last time I pulled a king in reverse, I talked about the small boto guy, right? Because he gave me issues. I pulled a fucking king of swords in reverse yesterday. And now this guy. But I took it more like it was about me, you know? Like, don't be controlling, you know? Don't try to control or have expectations for, you know, outcomes or whatever with, you know, whatever I'm doing. But while I do believe that's still true, I also do believe it's talking about, you know, some sort of drama with masculine energy. And the King of Swords is pretty much that. It's like he is one that will speak, you know, like in a manipulative and just in a negative context, you know, the things that he's going to say to somebody. And then this happened today and I'm just like, wow. Cards never lie. Anyway, okay, I feel a little better now that I talked about it, but ugh, eras. I can't stand men that cannot handle, you know, being schooled by a woman, or cannot handle seeing a woman living in her integrity. Like, gosh, go do your own fucking shit. Go do some fucking personal development, you fucker. Okay, let's get to our daily devotion. Enough of that shit. So you can follow along on the YouVersion Bible app, and it's absolutely free. And we are behind again because I didn't show up yesterday. And you know what? I think I'm not going to do a podcast on Sundays. Just I'm going to take the day off for that. So sorry, it's not going to really be daily, but it's in honor of the Sabbath. And it's also because I just usually, I don't know, just naturally don't feel like doing it on Sunday. So I'm just going to honor that. So anyway, we are on day 8 and we are doing Freedom in Christ by Charles F. Stanley. And this one is called Taking the Long Look. In an address to the 1984 United States Olympic team, President Ronald Reagan made this comment, quote, "You, above all people, know that it is not just the will to win that counts, but the will to prepare to win," end quote. Wherever there's the potential for great gain, there's usually the necessity for equal or greater sacrifice. Those who've excelled in their professions understand the relationship between accomplishment and sacrifice. Many believers are unaware of the fact that the same principle applies in the spiritual realm as well. Jesus chose to communicate this important truth in a parable. Two men decided to build houses. One decided to take the easy way. He built his house on a riverbank where the foundation would be easy to put in and materials were readily available. The other man chose the difficult task of hauling all of his building supplies to the top of a nearby mountain. Once there, it took him days just to put in the foundation. From the outset of the parable, Jesus makes it clear who these two men represent. The first man represents that group of people who find the teachings of Christ too restrictive, too difficult to obey. The other builder represents those who are willing to pay the price of obedience. They are the few who are willing to put into practice what Jesus taught. For a while, it looked as if the other man on the mountain had worked extra hard for nothing. But then the clouds began to gather, and soon the wind began to blow. Before long, both houses were being battered by a great storm. It was then that the man on the mountain began to fully enjoy the benefits of his hard labor. At the same time, his friend down below was probably thinking, "If only I had ... But it was too late. And so it goes with those who can't bring themselves to pay the price of obedience to Christ. For many, freedom from sin involves pausing long enough to take a long look. What is it about Christ's teachings that you find too difficult to practice? No doubt you have the will to endure the storms of life, but willpower isn't enough. The real issue is, do you have the will to prepare for life's storms? Jesus was clear. Obedience now ensures endurance and freedom later. Okie dokie. So the first quote or the first Bible verse is Matthew 7:24. And I like to read CSB because it makes it really easy for me to understand. So this one is Jesus speaking. "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain fell, the rivers rose, and the winds blew and pounded that house, yet it didn't collapse because its foundation was on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and doesn't act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell, the rivers rose, the winds blew and pounded that house, and it collapsed. It collapsed with a great crash." Luke 6:46. This is Jesus speaking again. "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do the things I say? I will show you what someone is like who comes to me, hears my words and acts on them. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. When the flood came, the river crashed against that house and couldn't shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears and does not act is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The river crashed against it and immediately it collapsed and the destruction of that house was great." So, what is this reading saying to me? And that is, you know, these devotionals for me are like, are preparing us to deal with, you know, the triggers, like how I was triggered this morning. Because see, old me, I would have sat there and argued with the guy, you know, and told him all about himself, took screenshots of what he said, sent it to his baby mama. But, you know, I really feel like because I've been doing daily devotions and I've been, you know, doing my daily meditation practice in the morning with my girlfriends, like we're doing this 21-day challenge, and I've become really good at meditating every morning, but not so good with the journaling part of the challenge. But anyway, I feel like those things, you know, they keep me centered, they keep me grounded, they keep you humble and aware, very, you know, you're very present in your life and how you feel about things. It helps you to slow down so that you can like contemplate shit, you know, and like, oh, should I do that? Because I did. I started typing out shit and then I was like, no, I shouldn't do that. So I deleted it. I was just like, fuck it. I'm just going to block him. So, you know, I feel like a lot of this is because we do the daily devotions. It helps us to be much more present. It helps us to be much more respondent than reactive. You know, just shit like that. So I think that's what this is. That's what this is talking to me about. It's just like, I don't even know how to, I got to type this out. I feel like these devotionals really help to prepare us when dealing with challenges and triggers so that we come from a place of inner wisdom rather than our wounds. There we go. All right, that works. Okay, boom, day 8 done. We got 2 more days and then we're gonna find another one. So let's look it up. Let's go look up another one. Let's do there was this one I wanted to do. Here it is. How's your soul? I want to do that one. Where's the info? Plan. Okay, so this is by Judah Smith and it helps readers explore and nourish their souls, excuse me, as they grow closer to God. I don't know. That's all it says. I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't do that one. Let's go look for another one. Find plans. I just want to be ready. So, like, you know, we're ready. Liking Jesus. How to start. Making time to rest. What does it mean to worship? Better together. Seeking God with others. Don't look back. Listen to God. Healing negative emotions. Believing God is good no matter what. Help me. I need to change my life. Undecided. What is true love? The life of integrity. Prayer. Oh, maybe we should do that one. The prayer one. Parenting. What are spiritual gifts? Popular topics. Awake, devotional, a 5-day devotional by Hillsong Worship. The Song of Awake. Oh, it's a song. How to live life fully awake, aware of blessings and trusting God for what is ahead. Oh, that sounds good. Let's do that one. Yeah, let's do Awake devotional. Okay, so in 2 days we'll do that one, okay? Okay. So we got it all figured out. All right, so let's move on to the Mahino Report. It is time for, you know what? The Mahino Report for October 21st, 2019. And I did not show up yesterday, so I don't even know what the fuck's going on. So I think the last time was 21. So this is Iva Kalua Kumakolu, Okala Mahina. And that's an alligator. Ugh. Alligator days. I don't like alligator days, especially coupled with the fucking cancer moon. Oh, shit. No wonder. Okay, so this makes sense because alligator, right? It's snappy. Yeah, so you're going to notice people going to have like snappy comebacks possibly. And, you know, this is a very heavy, dark energy. It's aggressive. Okay, so there's a lot of challenge. There's a lot of test. You want to practice restraint, humility, forgiveness, moderation, everything that you do. Take care of your health, good for cleansing and protecting the home and also the home of your soul. So the house, your hale, but also the hale for your soul, which is your kino, your body. So cleanse and protect.
yourself, your house. Make sure you avoid negative emotions and vengeance and using force, anger, because those things can all be, you know, turned around or turned on you. And you don't want to overeat. Don't eat meat, because see, in the Chinese lunar calendar, meat, when you consume meat, it's like it makes you aggressive or something. It's like, you know, because it's carnivorous, you know, and all that. So it's like you don't really want to eat meat when the energy is already kind of like aggressive to begin with. Okay, so let's see. As for hair cutting, because you guys are always asking me about that. Yeah, cut your hair if you want today, because it actually will improve your health, is what they believe. When the moon is in the sign of Cancer, the part of your body that will be sensitive right now will be the stomach, most likely. So you might be prone to indigestion right now. Even the chest area, be careful with that. So, you know, you don't want to eat foods that, you know, usually upset your stomach, like dairy maybe for you or something. Yeah, stay away from that. Don't be eating cheese, cake and ice cream and shit like that. People are going to be feeling highly sensitive, okay, and very overly protective of themselves, of their family, of their loved ones, whatever. So or sometimes, you know, people might have these snappy comebacks, and then you're going to just want to go in your shell and hide and cry or whatever and be in your feels and eat ice cream and watch Netflix or something, you know. So just, again, moderation, everything in moderation. Forgive people for the things that they do, and don't match their energy, you know, and be aggressive back or whatever, be negative. So that is pretty much it for the Mahina report today. And what is today? Today is Monday. I forget what Mondays are. Oh my gosh, what is Mondays on the show? Whatever we do on Mondays, we're doing that next, okay? I am back. You guys didn't notice, but I ended up going out for breakfast with my parents, so they came by. But anyway, it is Mantra Monday, so we are going to use my Truth Bomb deck by Danielle Laporte to get our mantra for today. And this is going to be an affirmation that will be relevant to you this week, or something that you're going to need to focus on. So let's see what this is. And it Kalamayau, my dog in the background. Okay, she's snoring. I like this. Okay, strike obligation, insert choice. So basically what that's saying to me is that we are not obligated to entertain people's bullshit, engage in drama, explain ourselves, whatever, right? It's a choice. We are making the conscious decision to do the things that we are doing right now, yeah? It's not because we have to. It's because we want to. So if you guys want to see a picture of this card, go, check me out on Twitter. I think my username is Angry Wahine on there, because that's where I post all my angry shit. So go check that out. Totally not like Mata Earth. It's just me being a fucking asshole, petty and pigeon. Seriously. So, but I will have this mantra, a picture of the card, on my feed, so you guys can go check that out. And that is it for today. So let's do the wrap up. Oh shit, you guys. I just see a chicken skin. I realized how this podcast episode is actually linking up with my card reading that I did for myself on my Instagram. So basically what I learned from this episode is that we all need to be makaukau, right? You guys know what that means, yeah? To be prepared. That's what it was talking about in the devotional. Through what? A daily devotion of some sort. So if you're not into reading the Bible, like, you don't have to do your, you know, do that. You could do like a self-development, like, what is it called? Self-development, like self-help book. You could read a self-help book every single day. You could do meditation with affirmations. You could do yoga, which is very grounding for your energy. All of these things to help us to be a better version of ourselves.
That's the journey. That's what this life, right, is for. And we're constantly learning, right, how to be a better version than we were yesterday. And it's through this kind of stuff, these daily practices of whatever it is for you that resonates with you. And this helps you to what? To come from a place of wisdom, to respond to these challenges and triggers from a place of wisdom, not from a wounded space, right? So we're not doing things the way that we used to, because we are doing this daily devotion, whatever that is, right? And just doing things in a different way, right? So anyway, I don't know. I just love how that all comes together, because if you guys know me, I don't have time for that kind of shit. I don't plan this stuff out. It just kind of comes together like a puzzle when it's meant to. So I love the synchronicity with today's episode and the reading on my Instagram. But anyways, yeah, that's it for me, you guys. So, you know, make the conscious choice, right, to be ready. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with your WCW who doesn't even know you exist, your neighbor with the yappy dog, your Facebook friends, which consists of family you hate, and people you don't really know from high school. Make sure you follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and NotSoChristianMoms.com.